Westlock. The Westlock Warriors came up a goal short in a crazy, 8-7 Saturday night shootout loss to the top club in North Central Hockey League, the Camrose Crush. Played at the Max McLean Arena in Camrose November 12, the Warriors came out of the gate with their hair on fire, as goals from Captain Mike Ivey and Taylor Heck, plus a power play marker from Clayton Eisler, gave them a 3-0 lead with under 8 minutes to go in the first. But the Crush wouldn't go away quietly on this night and scored two before the end of the frame, then vaulted ahead with two more unanswered goals in the second. The Warriors were able to tie the game 4-4 on a Kyle Dronik power play marker and regained the lead on a goal from Zach Mills with 3:40 left in the frame, but the Crush came back yet again and tied the score 5-5 with 52 seconds remaining in the second, then went ahead 6-5 with a power play goal with 1 second left on the clock. Camrose extended their lead to 7-5 at 12:13 of the third, but back-to-back power play goals from Dronik and Petty in a 39-second span knotted the score yet again and forced extra time. After 5 minutes of scoreless OT, the clubs went to the shootout, with Camrose potting two on goalie Jordan Duffy, while Petty was the only Warrior to cash in. Ivy said they probably deserved a better fate and could have hit double digits as they peppered the Camrose keeper with 49 shots. That said, they'll take the road point and put it in the bank as they currently stand at 3-2-0-1 in the NCHL, good enough for fourth place in the 7-team league. The Crush sit in first in the NCHL and remain undefeated at 6-0-0-0, while the Lacombe Generals are second at 5-0-0-1 and the Morinville Kings stand in third with a 5-1-0-0 record. We played well and I think we deserved to win, but we're happy to come away with a point against a really good team, said Ivy. We scored 7 goals and I think we could have probably scored 5 more. Our special teams had a big turnaround as we only gave up 1 power play goal and scored 4 on the power play ourselves. The Warriors host the Bonneville Pontiacs this Friday, November 18, with puck drop at the Rotary Spirit Center slated for 8:30 p.m. although the Warriors have already beaten the 1-6 Pontiacs by a 4-1 score back on October 23, Ivy said they won't look past them. We're looking to keep our offense going as it was nice to get some of the guys off of the schneid this past weekend. We know Bonneville is a good club and they're not a team we'll ever take lightly, he added. George Blaise, Town and Country Today.com.